more ideas, different points of view, in-depth discussion, and thoughtful analysis. Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN, your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government. Here's your host, Harold Mester.
And good evening, Milwaukee County. Thank you for tuning in to Inside the County Board for December 2011. Hope you're enjoying the holidays. We air during this time slot on the first Sunday of every month. This is our last program for 2011. Time sure does fly by. So we begin tonight from the county board floor, where on November 16th, the board voted to override 18 of the 23 budget vetoes that were issued by County Executive Chris Abley. It was the final action on the 2012 county budget. Tonight, we're taking an in-depth look at some of the big issues that arose during those budget deliberations. Many of the changes in the county executive's original budget were centered on sizable cuts to the sheriff's department, a significant increase in what county employees pay for their health insurance, reduced funding for parks, and elimination of the county's $3 million payment to municipalities for the Emergency Medical Services, or paramedics, program. That's where we begin tonight. The board restored $1.5 million out of that $3 million that was cut for paramedics. The county executive vetoed part of that funding, leaving about $777,000 left. He also vetoed a new distribution formula adopted by the board, which lays out a new percentage that each municipality would receive for their paramedic services. That change drew more discussion than pretty much everything else in the budget, beginning with Supervisor Mark Borkowski.
You know, in a perfect world, the veto today that would be taken up was for the full $3 million restoration. And unfortunately, that's not what's before us. We had six amendments, if you recall, dealing with this item. And in my estimation, as I stated on the board floor, the worst amendment passed. And that's what we have before us today. And, you know, let's take a trip down memory lane. This is Milwaukee County's program. Milwaukee County gave birth to this program in the early 70s. This is a nationally recognized program. We have partners throughout Milwaukee County that have done an incredible job. This is a great, great program. And I know that every one of you recognizes that and understands that. But for us to say, listen, these are going to be our terms now. You want to play ball with us? It's got to be on our terms or the contracts are terminated. First of all, that kind of erodes any kind of relationship that we've had over all of this time. Okay, the second thing is that for us to say that we are going to decide how the formula, who gets how much, first of all, you don't want that responsibility. That was the ICC's responsibility. They can decide. They have decided for us to say, you know what, we're going to decide how it's going to be divvied up. Again, doesn't make sense. This has been a partnership. We have made a lot of progress over the last 4 or 5 months as far as working with fire chiefs, working with mayors, saying, hey, listen, you know, the way we've been doing business with this EMS program, it's got to change. And, you know, I think we can all look in the mirror and say, yeah, it's starting to change. They get it. But for us to play the heavy is just unfortunate. I'm just sorry that this is how we're going to treat our partners.
And that was Supervisor Mark Borkowski. Now, historically, the money was divvied up by members of the Intergovernmental Cooperation Committee, which is comprised of all the mayors and village presidents in Milwaukee County. Supervisor John Wyshon Jr. countered that the formula needed to be changed because some communities were getting less than what their fair share should be based on population.
The Milwaukee County Board has stepped up to the plate with funding for the paramedic program. We've nurtured this program from the beginning. We've defended it for the last 10 years. But there are some things that are just false and incorrect. The development and the leaving to the municipalities the ability to decide how this money goes wasn't, you know, by some great magical formula that took everything into consideration. It's the ugliest side of politics. It's a bunch of mayors getting together and a handshake deal. That's all it comes down to. The fact is, I'm distressed by my colleagues who think that we should just appropriate money and then leave it to somebody else to decide how it's spent. My constituents expect me that if I'm going to go to them and ask them for more tax dollars, that I make sure that we wisely and appropriately spend that money, and that it is equally and justifiably distributed to the communities at large. Not that favoritism or someone who may be friends with another friend, you know, gets the better end of the deal. We put together a formula that was appropriate for Milwaukee County, that made sure that the most vulnerable people in our community were taken care of, not whether or not one mayor was buddies with another mayor. So, unfortunately, I would hope that we would override this veto, because allowing the municipalities to decide how to spend this money is just simply inappropriate. And you're actually transferring wealth from the city of Milwaukee to the suburban communities. And at this time, where everybody needs to start rowing together and we can't play favorites, we need to get out of the back rooms and the favored deals and actually start working together. So I would hope that you would override this veto and not be stuck in the past.
Now, Supervisor Joseph Rice defended the existing formula, which was developed by the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council, or ICC.
Well, the rationale for the formula as it exists is something, I think, based in intergovernmental cooperation. That may be a concept that may be foreign to some people who would want to maintain maximum benefit for certain geographical areas, certain groups. But in fact, this formula has been worked out with the advice and counsel of the fire chiefs, the professionals in this area who run the EMS program. It has been approved by the 19 village presidents and city mayors who constitute the ICC. Those are the same elected officials that represent the very same constituents that we represent. And I don't know that there is a good basis for suggesting that we are in a position to substitute our judgment for the judgment of those municipal officials who are far closer, I think, to the delivery of these paramedic and EMS services than I think we are in Milwaukee County. I think that the key comment that's been made here previously as to what the basis is for not supporting this veto is something called wealth redistribution. You heard that comment just a few minutes ago. I'm not interested in using the formula to redistribute wealth. I'm interested in using the formula to maximize the delivery of EMS services to the people who need it most in Milwaukee County.
Supervisor Marina Dmitrievich countered that the board was getting off track and needs to keep its eyes on the ball.
I would concur with my colleague, Supervisor Weishan, on overriding this veto on the formula. I'm so surprised how there's been so much focus on this formula that makes minor changes. In fact, I would still argue that even with the changes that were made, there are some places that are still proportionally underrepresented. Technically, if you do the math, Milwaukee's population is much more than the proportion they're receiving. That being said, what really needs to be said here, and it's interesting because it's actually the very ICC, the Intergovernmental Cooperation Council, that has made these disparaging comments about Milwaukee County, and in fact about this very county board. The ones who you all are going to be courageous, time and time again, we are the ones. The county executive cut $3 million in funding to the paramedic program. And somehow now we are the bad guys. We're the ones who are standing up for Milwaukee County and the paramedic program and putting $1.5 million in. They're the mayors sometimes, and I'm not going to say who, but some of them are suburban, who yell at Milwaukee County for raising the property tax levy, but yet want this program funded? How do you do that? Many of those same mayors can raise a levy within their own budget, depending on the place. If not a levy, they can adjust funding. They could raise the garbage fees, but once again, it's on Milwaukee County. Oh yeah, it's that Milwaukee County board. Have you been to one of their meetings? Have you heard the nasty, disparaging, offensive comments they've made about this very board? Oh yeah, the board that's going to put $1.5 million back in. And so I'm out of line to question the formula. I haven't even heard one defense of the formula or the proportions or the math, only because it's a deal that worked out. Well, guess what? There's a lot of deals in Milwaukee County that worked out that didn't serve the taxpayers right. So don't school me on that. So once again, look at yourself here. Look what's going on. And I think it's really interesting to hear that it's a partnership. Well, that's a partnership that's been really tough for me. When I see day after day certain mayors making offensive comments, lawsuits, things about this very county board. Once again, the county board will take a vote, who just did, to put the $1.5 million back in.
Now, sustaining the county executive's veto would keep the existing funding formula in place. Overriding the veto would institute the new formula adopted by a majority of the county board. The discussion wrapped up with Supervisor Weishon.
If you go back to the formula created by the ICC, the city of Milwaukee, which represents about 60% of the population, only gets 40% of that pie. And what that, so if we just do the simple math, of the current $3 million in funding, the city of Milwaukee gets $1.2 million of that. So we're going to cut that in half. The city of Milwaukee will get $600,000. Under the formula that was approved of by the county board and vetoed by the county executive, the city of Milwaukee would get $725,000 in funding for the paramedics. So if you support a cut to the city of Milwaukee of $125,000, go ahead and sustain the executive's veto. You know, that's the reality of it. And, you know, so I just find it amazing that people who are supposed to stand up for the residents of the city of Milwaukee who have been elected by the city of Milwaukee to represent them here at the county level now feel it's okay to cut $125,000 on top of the already $600,000 cut and then give that money to the suburban communities that are far wealthier and have all the ability to raise their own individual tax levies to provide fire and police service. So, you know, I'm just amazed that people have decided that the residents of suburban Milwaukee are more valuable than the citizens of Milwaukee.
Now, in the end, the board voted to override the county executive's veto on the amount of funding. In fact, they voted unanimously, 19-0, to override the veto and keep it at $1.5 million. As for the funding formula, that veto was sustained, meaning the formula developed by the municipalities years ago will stay in place. Other vetoes were sustained that day and not overridden, meaning there will not be an employee wellness program in 2012. The Transportation and Public Works departments will be realigned. The amount of tax levy dollars used for parks will not be frozen for the next 4 years, and the HVAC systems of the King and Kosciusko community centers will not be replaced. Now, the county board voted to override the rest of the county exec's vetoes, and they restored some funding to help preserve about half of the positions that were slated to be cut in the sheriff's department. In the end, a number of arts and cultural groups will see a 15% cut in county funding next year. County employees will begin paying 25% of their health insurance costs. Driver safety shields will be installed on Milwaukee County Transit System buses. And live and archived video from all county board and committee meetings will become available on the county's CLIC website. A lot of changes in store for 2012. The final tax levy for 2012 will increase 2.15%. In the city of Milwaukee, on a home assessed at the citywide average, the county portion of the annual property tax bill is estimated to increase $2.93. For a home assessed at $150,000, the increase is estimated to be $3.84. When we come back, we'll take an inside look at Milwaukee County's history when Inside the County Board continues on News Talk 1130 WISN.